From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, IPO time. We always like potentially an IPO. Tell us about Vocus.
Yeah, love a good IPO, don't we? Yesterday we talked about a couple of local company results, and today we're looking at a couple of companies that are either coming onto the New Zealand market or just starting or contemplating the start of their journey as a listed company. Yes, Vocus might not be as well known as some of the other telecoms businesses out there. I mean, Vocus is listed on the Australian Stock Exchange, 2.7 billion market cap. So it offers voice and data networks, fibre, network solutions in Australia, New Zealand, Asia Pacific. So what Vocus Group is doing is they've appointed financial advisors to look at selling the New Zealand business via a public listing, so an IPO, so a new company on the NZX, which is great. So in New Zealand, you may recognise the brand name Slingshot, Orcon. There is Vocus itself here. Now, the reason being given is for Vocus Australia to achieve greater balance sheet flexibility to allow for further expansion in Australia. So they need some bucks. They're going to get some bucks by selling off the New Zealand business. Now, there are always numbers that get thrown around, and I would stress at the moment there's no detail from the company itself. But if we look at the earnings for the New Zealand business via their sort of reporting here, $65.4 million for the 12 months. This is the earnings, EBITDA, for 12 months to June 30 this year. $65.4 million, so not unreasonable to expect a market valuation in excess of $500 million. So it'd be a reasonable company for the NZX. Looking at coming to the market in the first quarter of 2020, it's good to have a new company coming on because it's been a bit of a run going the other way. So happy about that. So we have to always have to wait and see the pricing, Mike, and I can't comment on that yet. But I would have thought there'd be plenty of demand for it. I can't see why it wouldn't be successful, but as I say, that is conditional on us getting the detail and what their price expectations
are. And speaking of which, so Harmony, what happened?
Harmony. So New Zealand company. Now, New Zealand company was previously involved in what's called that peer-to-peer lending, you know, so they match up borrowers and lenders out in the market, and they do it via the internet. They're now sort of looking at more of the direct lending market, so that personal lending space. And it's obviously been pretty strong in Australia if you think about some of these, some of the sort of pay now, buy later businesses. So they raised some money and they're looking to expand into the Australian market. They raised some money and recently listed yesterday on the ASX and the NZX. So it's what we call dual listed. It wasn't a huge capital raise, only $92.5 million Australian dollars. $70 million of that was new capital. So it's debuted yesterday. And I think we have been talking about some of the shine coming off the tech sector. And the share market debut yesterday was not all that glittering. Shares traded lower than the IPO issue price. So trading at lower levels than investor paid through the issue. Shares down about 5%. So they'll be hoping for a bit of a lift in the coming days so that the new investors are happy.
We wish them well. Do you see the American house stats?
Yeah, you know, the housing market, very strong here, but it's not only here, eh? US existing home sales out overnight, strongest numbers they've seen for a very long time. The existing home sales up 4.3%. Now, the thing is, Mike, going in, consensus forecast was for a fall of 1.2%. So the forecast has got that wrong. Single family home building, that's the biggest part of the existing home sales, highest level since April 2007. So yeah, very strong there as well.
Median price going up 15.5% on the year. Yeah. What are the numbers?
The numbers, Dow Jones, unfortunately the US market though facing a bit of pressure from these rising coronavirus numbers, which do not look good, Mike, at the moment in the US. Hospitalizations rising, number of cases just skyrocketing, danger of that becoming exponential. Now the Dow Jones, 29,319 as we look at it, down 120 points, 0.4%. The S&P 500, 3563, just down 4. The NASDAQ bucking that trend actually, it is up. 11,863, up 61. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 6,334, down 51, about 0.8% fall. The Nikkei, 25,634, down 94. And the Shanghai Composite, also down 16 points, 3,363, that's about 0.5% fall. The ASX 200 yesterday gained 16 points, 0.25% rise, 6,547. Our local market, though, we lost 49 points. That's 0.39%, closing at 12,557. And the plucky little Kiwi dollar just just lifting up over 69 cents against the US dollar, 0.6905 as I look at it, flirting with 95 cents against the Aussie as well, 0.9497, against the euro, 0.5824, 0.5216 pounds, 71.65 yen, gold a little bit weaker this morning, $1,859.63, and Brent crude, $43.95.
Have a great weekend. See you next week from jmowealth.co.nz.